By their public roles shall you know who's ahead in the Bush National Security Team.
NPR Senior News Analyst Daniel Shore.
On Thursday, the president was on the deck of the aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln, delivering a made-for-television and made-for-campaigning speech congratulating the armed forces on a battle well fought in Iraq. At the same time, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was in Kabul announcing to the assembled troops the successful end to major combat operations in Afghanistan. And the Secretary of State, Colin Powell, where was he? On his way to Syria to try once again to get President Bashar Assad to lay off helping terrorists in Lebanon and Israel, and an equally thankless task, trying to bring Israelis and Palestinians together. All that, and an orchestrated assault by Newt Gingrich on the State Department, and it looked as though Powell had fallen fatally behind in the struggle with Secretary Rumsfeld and the administration neoconservatives. For a moment, it looked as though Powell had won one when word came that Paul Bremer, former State Department terrorism expert, was being named civil administrator for Iraq. But then word also came that Bremer would be reporting not to the State Department, but to the military. Apparently, no good deed goes unpunished. Powell stuck his neck out for the president on February 5th with a briefing for the United Nations Security Council, staking his own reputation on the presence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Every statement he made, he said, was backed up by sources, solid sources. But none of his statements has yet been authenticated now that American troops are there. And the president steered away from the subject in his speech on Thursday, saying, "We have begun the search for hidden chemical and biological weapons." Under the circumstances, one would understand why the secretary would enjoy a low-profile mission to Damascus. This is Daniel Shore.